from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Tuesday the 10th of May. Well, Queenslanders are bracing for an extreme weather event with up to 500 millimetres of rain expected to fall this week. Parts of southeast Queensland have already received more than 130 millimetres of rain since early Monday. Daily rainfall totals of up to 250 millimetres are expected today across parts of north and central Queensland, bringing the risk of flash flooding. To New South Wales now, a drug mule has drowned while trying to smuggle an estimated 50-plus kilograms of cocaine to shore near the port of Newcastle. It's believed the man, who was wearing diving equipment when he washed up yesterday, had been attempting to get the cocaine up to the surface from where it was hidden. The cocaine has an estimated potential street value of $20 million. In other news, singer Nick Cave has announced that his 31-year-old son Jethro has died. Jethro was a model and actor who'd recently been released from prison. Tragically, the death comes 7 years after Nick Cave's other son, Arthur, died in a cliff fall aged just 15. Overseas now and in the Philippines, the son of late dictator Ferdinand Marcos has won the presidential election in a landslide. With more than 90% of ballots processed, Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. has secured more than double the tally of his nearest rival. There are fears that his win could put the Philippines' fragile democracy at risk. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To royal news, well, there are fresh concerns for the Queen's health after Buckingham Palace announced the monarch will miss one of her most prestigious annual events. For the first time in almost 60 years, the Queen will not attend the state opening of the British Parliament, which is scheduled for tomorrow. Prince Charles will attend instead, and he will deliver the Queen's speech, which sets out the government's legislative agenda. And a bit more royal news for you. Prince Harry stars in a new ad, which has been released for his eco-travel firm called Travelist. The ad features Flight of the Conchords comedian Rhys Darby and aims to encourage New Zealanders to think of sustainability when planning their holidays. Here's a little taste for you.
And you did not keep the tap running whilst brushing your teeth?
No, I never do. Hang on a second. How did you know that? How do you know that? That's really weird.
What's that?
The ad runs for 5 minutes and you can check it out on news.com.au. Now, speaking of news.com.au, seamless segue, we're giving you the chance to win a $10,000 mix and match travel voucher to spend on any new flight bookings. If you want it, just head to news.com.au/win. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.